And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 4th of November, 2012. It's the birthday of Will Rogers, born near Claremore, Oklahoma, 1879, the youngest of eight children. His father was a successful rancher. The boy never graduated from high school, started performing in rodeo shows. He did roping tricks. His father tried to get him into a military academy, but the boy ran away, got on a boat to South America, took off for Africa, performed in a Wild West show over there, then circuses in New Zealand and Australia, found his way back to this country, performed in vaudeville shows in New York City. And he went on to become a Broadway showman, a Hollywood actor, a traveling public speaker, radio commentator, and a newspaper columnist. Will Rogers, who said, "I joked about every prominent man of my time, but I never met a man I didn't like." It was on this day in 1918 the poet Wilfred Owen was killed in World War I at the age of 25. He knew that the war was almost over, the Germans were retreating, but he was trying to get his men across a canal in the early morning hours when they were attacked by enemy fire, and he was fatally wounded. The war ended the following week. It's the birthday of the poet C.K. Williams, born in Newark, New Jersey, 1936. Decided to be a poet and dropped out of college to move to Paris because that's where he thought a poet ought to live. He didn't write while he was there, but he did realize that he didn't know anything and he should probably go back to college. He said it was an incredibly important time. Not much happened, and yet my life began then. I discovered the limits of loneliness. And it's the birthday of the novelist Charles Frazier, born in Asheville, North Carolina, 1950. His father researched the family history, and one day he told Frazier that one of their ancestors, Frazier's great-great-uncle, had been a Confederate soldier who had deserted the Confederate Army and walked more than 250 miles to his home near Cold Mountain. And Frazier realized he could use that to write a novel. So he took a sabbatical. It stretched from 2 into 7 years. The book was Cold Mountain. It came out in 1998, went on to sell about 2 million copies, and won the National Book Award. His newest novel, Night Woods, is set in the Appalachian Mountains of the 20th century. Here's a poem for today by Jane Kenyon, Twilight After Haying. Yes, long shadows go out from the bales, and yes, the soul must part from the body. What else could it do? The men sprawl near the baler, reluctant to leave the field. They talk and smoke, and the tips of their cigarettes blaze like small roses in the night air. It arrived and settled among them before they were aware. The moon comes to count the bales, and the dispossessed whippoorwill sings from the dusty stubble. These things happen. The soul's bliss and suffering are bound together like the grasses. The last sweet exhalations of timothy and vetch go out with the song of the bird. The ravaged field grows wet with dew. A poem by Jane Kenyon, Twilight After Haying, from The Boat of Quiet Hours, published by Grey Wolf Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to verse in the English-speaking world, you can join its centennial celebration and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. Written by Joy Biles, engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.